Hey y'all, today's episode is a little different because I'm bringing you something special, the full replay of my Burnout Reset Workshop. If you've been feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, or like you just can't catch a break, this workshop is going to give you the strategies you need to create balance in a way that actually works for you. Grab a notebook, take notes, and if you want to follow along with the guide that goes with it, you can grab it at navigatingpostpartumwellness.com/burnout reset workshop, but the link will also be in the description. Now let's dive in. Hey y'all, whether you're here live or catching a replay, welcome. I don't take this moment lightly because the fact that you showed up today tells me you're ready for a shift, and I'm here to make sure you walk away with a plan that actually works for you. Today is all about you, not me, but by the way, I am Jeri Williams and I am the founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. But we're not here to talk about me or burnout today. We're here to create a real plan to reduce it. So grab your workbook, your pen, and let's do this together, because by the end of this, you'll have a system that works for you. And if you hear little voices in the background, that's just my boys. This is real life and we're making it work just like we do every single day. All right, so before we dive in, I want you to take a moment to reflect. Grab your pen and workbook and let's get clear on what's really been holding you back. Write down one thing you're struggling to stay consistent with. Is it making time for yourself, staying on top of household routines, setting boundaries, whatever it is, be honest with yourself and write it down. You have 1 minute. So even if you're watching a replay, just take a moment to pause it. All right. The second thing is to ask yourself, what's stopping me from doing it? Is it time, energy, overwhelm, feeling guilty, not having the right systems? Identify the roadblock and write it down. And you can pause this here for 1 minute as you do it and then click back as soon as you are ready. But I really want you to pause and really think about this. Don't rush your answer. Just let it all flow no matter what you're writing down. Now for this third one, I'll give you 2 minutes. Now circle the biggest challenge you wrote down. What's the one like, this is what I need help with ASAP. It's urgent. That's what we're going to tackle today. The reason why is going to help you get out of your head and put it onto paper. You'll see the real roadblock instead of just feeling stuck. And it makes you really think like, okay, how am I going to get through this and overcome it? All right, now that you've got that written down, let's break it down and start creating a plan that works for you. I want to start by saying you already know what burnout feels like. You see it in my emails. You hear me talk about it on the podcast. And if you're here today, you probably lived it. But this workshop is different. This isn't about learning more about burnout. It's about walking away with a real plan. We're putting things into action, okay? So before we dive in, I do want to take a moment for you to breathe. Remind yourself that you got this. We're figuring out together and I'm here to guide you. Give yourself grace. You're here because you're ready for a strategy that actually works for your life. No extra information, but real effective change. So I created the Williams method out of necessity. When I had 2 under 2, I was struggling, y'all, trying to figure out my new systems, like trying to juggle motherhood, my home, my wellness, my business, and everything else. But when I wrote my book, Nurturing the New Mama, I was in the thick of figuring out what worked. And over time, I kept refining it, making it more sustainable, more effective. And today, you're getting the real-time, refined version of actually works. The biggest lesson, balance isn't about making everything equal. It's about prioritizing what matters most and giving yourself grace along the way. But most importantly, it's about not forgetting yourself in the process. So let's go into our steps. So the first thing to do is set your priorities. Before we fix anything, we need to define what balance actually looks like for you in this season. Because balance isn't a perfect 50-50 split. It's about choosing what matters most right now and focusing on that. So I want you to take 1 to 2 minutes to really list out. Don't even hold anything back. And think about, what does balance look like for you in this season? You can write it down. But it doesn't have to be perfect. Just be honest. You could pause it here and take 1 or 2 minutes to do just that. All right, so now that you did that, pick one area to focus on this week. Is it going to be hydration, movement, sleep, downtime, boundaries, something else personal to you? Because by narrowing it down to one focus, we create real change instead of overwhelming ourselves with everything at once. Because I believe in habit stacking, but we're going to get there. So the second one is to plan backwards with small, sustainable actions. Most of the time we burn out because we try to make big, overwhelming changes all at once. Instead, let's work backwards and make this sustainable. So look at the one area you chose. What's the simplest, tiniest step to start? And if you're like, where do I start? Let's go back up. Because remember, you started with circling your biggest challenge you wrote down. And then you figured out, okay, what area do I want to focus on this week for my priorities? And now we're going to plan backwards from there. So if your goal is for more movement, start with 5 minutes a day. If you want better sleep, set a bedtime reminder. If you need more downtime, schedule 10 minutes of quiet time today, right? The key here is small, sustainable steps. The smaller the step, the more likely it is to stick. So when I say start small, start where you are at. Like even if it's 2 minutes of working out or 2 minutes of having downtime, like really just focus on creating the habit of doing it and then expand the time frame because it's going to make it more realistic. Next, are you ready? After you looked at the area you just picked and you wrote out what the simplest tiny step to start, you're going to build the system that works for you. Because burnout isn't about doing too little. It's about doing too much of the wrong things. The goal isn't to just do more. It's to make what you're already doing work better for you. So I want you to ask yourself, where do you feel the most drained in your day? Write it down. Choose one system to simplify that area. For example, if you talked about you wanting to work out, what is the best way that you can incorporate it into your day without, you know, feeling like it's a big overhaul? So maybe it's, you know, before you go to bed, doing a little 5 minute stretch. I won't even say little because that's big, you know, in motherhood journey, like having that time to yourself. But even if it's meal planning, maybe it's you writing a list of meals that are go-to meals for everyone in the house. Or if you're like, okay, I want to have a phone free time, set a new no phone zone during certain hours. Or even if it's an evening reset, a 10 minute nighttime routine to prep for the next day. Because these small systems help create flow. It reduces decision fatigue and it makes daily life easier. And let me tell you, I have been doing this and it's been so helpful. And it helps me stay on track too. So even sometimes, like even say, I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't work out yesterday, but I want to work out today. So what I'm going to do is start over from what I was doing already. So I want you to remember, this isn't about perfection. It's about progress. You don't have to fix everything at once. By choosing one focus, taking one small step, and building one system, you're already moving in the right direction. So now we're going to customize this plan even further and make sure it works for you. So now it's your time to ask questions. But if you're watching a replay, I'm going to give you some guided questions to help you through this. Because now that we've built out your plan, I want to make sure it actually works for you in real life. So let's troubleshoot, tweak, and adjust so you leave here feeling confident. I want you to drop the questions in the chat. And if you're watching this replay and you still have questions at the end, please email me at info@navigatingpostpartumwellness.com. And I love to answer your questions. But some of these guided questions that's going to help you think is, this sounds great, but how do I actually stay consistent? Because consistency isn't about doing everything at once. It's about habit stacking. Like when I was adjusting to a new routine after moving, I didn't try to overhaul everything at once and try to get back to my old routine, right? I figured out what's working for me and what was my priority. So at first, I committed to my workouts. Once that felt natural, I focused on refining my wardrobe and just doing little things at a time. I did get the home in order first, but I'm talking about like for me personally, my wellness areas. That's where my focus is. For me to feel good and show up, right? But the same applies to household systems. Start small. Maybe this week, just choose meals ahead of time. Once that's solid, add another step. Because stacking habits gradually gives yourself grace as you build that momentum. And it's going to help you be sustainable in it. Another question is, I always start strong, but then I fall off. How do I keep going? Falling off doesn't mean failure. It just means you need an easier way to get back on track. When I have an off week, instead of feeling like I have to start over, I just pick up where I left off, like I mentioned earlier. I focus on one thing to reset, whether that's prioritizing movement again, setting out my outfits for the week, or simplifying meals. Progress is about small wins, not perfection. So have a reset habit for when life happens, because something small that helps you refocus. How do I make this feel easier instead of another thing to my to-do list? The key is integrating your new habit into something you already do. So if you want to drink more water, pair it with something you already do. Like every time you brush your teeth, drink a glass of water. Every time you sit down for a meal, drink a glass of water, right? Or even put a timer on your phone. Like these small little things are going to help. Like if you want more movement, stretch while watching TV, right? Or do a workout while you're watching your show, right? This way, your new habit doesn't feel like extra work. It just fits into your routine. You can pair a new habit with something you already do on a regular basis, and it's going to become effortless, right? And like another one I usually get is, what if I don't have time for self-care, right? Self-care isn't an extra task. It's how you support yourself while doing everything else. I don't find time for self-care. I integrate it. Sometimes that means putting on a force. Sometimes that means me putting on a face mask when I get out of the shower and go do another task, right? Or doing a quick stretch before sitting down to do my work or starting my day, whatever it is. Because the goal isn't more time. It's using the time you already have in a way that fuels you. So find tiny moments in your day to integrate self-care without adding more to your plate. The last question is, how do I actually see progress? Track your wins daily, no matter how small. Every night, I write down at least 3 things I did well that day, okay? Whether it was drinking more water, whether it was me handling one of the household tasks that was on my to-do list, or even just working out. Making it through the day or with a good attitude, whatever it is, this helps me go to sleep feeling productive instead of focusing on what didn't get done. And I also, to give you a step forward, I also write what I'm looking forward to for the next day. So in each day, by writing down one small win, progress adds up when you recognize it. The key takeaway here is give yourself grace. Start small and build from there. Progress isn't about perfection. It's about being consistent in ways that actually work for you. Does this feel doable? What's the one habit you're committing to start with, right? Ask yourself these 2 things. And if you're watching a replay, feel free to share your responses with me. I would love that. But now that you have your strategy, here's how to make sure you stick with it. Write down your one commitment for the next 7 days. What's one small win you'll celebrate at the end of this week? And before you go, I want to talk about something really important, accountability. One of the biggest reasons moms struggle to stay consistent isn't because they don't know what to do. It's because they're doing it alone. And that's why I created the Nurturing the Mama membership, right? You get live wellness meetups like this, real-time support, not just pre-recorded videos. And if you're watching this recording in the membership, you will be able to show up. Even still, you'll have that access to watch them though. But you get practical systems and tools so you can make lasting change that fits your life. And a supportive community of moms who encourage you, hold you accountable, and walk through this with you. Because honestly, this workshop is even better than a free trial. You're getting the real experience live in the moment instead of just watching video trainings inside a portal. This is the best way to see what the membership is all about. And if you already know this is the kind of support you need, you can still join today. Going to navigatingpostpartumwellness.com/nurturingthemama membership. But if you want a chance to experience this inside the membership, I'm going to be offering a seat in one of the upcoming live workshops exclusively for members. So be on the lookout for that, right? All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for being here, for showing up for yourself, and for being part of this workshop. I truly hope you get something impactful from it. But before you log off, I have one more ask of you. Can you please fill out this quick survey? It's how I improve my workshops and everything after in my business. Your feedback is valued, respected, and incredibly important to me because I do read the responses. It'll take less than a minute, maybe 2 minutes max, and then you're free to log off. So let me know what resonated, what could be improved, or how can I help make these even better. Thank you again for spending this time with me. I can't wait to hear your takeaways, and I'll see you soon. And thank you for tuning in. If you watch this recording all the way to the end, I appreciate it, and don't forget to fill out the survey. Until next time. Bye. I hope this workshop gave you the reset you needed. If this resonated with you, let me know by leaving a review or tagging me when you're listening. And if you want to go deeper, grab the Burnout Reset Guide at navigatingpostpartumwellness.com/burnoutresetworkshop. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.